The law was passed earlier this year requiring voters to present a state voter ID card or other approved ID forms before voting. During the debate in Richmond, critics said this would suppress the vote of minorities and the elderly in particular. In Roanoke City, Registrar Laverne Shepard says no such problem arose during the absentee voting period.
They're coming in hand with their voter card, so we haven't had a problem with ID here in person.
That may or may not turn out to be the case election day, but poll workers have all gone through training on the new law, which permits many forms of ID. Roanoke County Registrar Judy Stokes.
We accept driver's license, a concealed handgun permit, and many others. Our officers of election have a list of which ones are acceptable.
Anyone who cannot furnish ID may still cast a vote, but it will not be counted until legal ID is later provided. Evan Jones, WFIR News.